Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, why have many Venezuelan groups in Spain joined with Movimiento Contra la Intolerancia, the Spanish Movement Against Intolerance, or MCI, to fight against anti-Semitism? The Coordinator Against Anti-Semitism is a Spanish grassroots organization that was created in the aftermath of the terrorist massacre of October 7, 2023, in response to the anti-Semitic and anti-Israeli reactions of many politicians, social influencers, and journalists who, by using a double standard and disinformation in their treatment of the Israeli victims and terrorist perpetrators, enabled the growth of anti-Semitic and anti-Israeli attitudes and activities in Spain. Using as a basis the internationally recognized working definition of anti-Semitism of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, IHRA, many organizations have joined together to identify and fight against anti-Semitism in this country. One of the main promoters of this initiative is the Movimiento Contra la Intolerancia, Movement Against Intolerance, or MCI, which was created more than 30 years ago to fight against all manifestations of racism, xenophobia, and other forms of intolerance that were on the rise in the country. The first meeting of the coordinator was held on November 15th in Madrid. This week, we're speaking with Valentin Gonzalez, a member of MCI in Malaga, who'll tell us about the coordinator and this meeting. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Valentin.
You're welcome.
Before talking about the coordinator itself, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what you do, and why you're involved in the fight against anti-Semitism?
Okay, well, I am from Madrid, but I live in Malaga, and I'm working in an NGO called Movement Against Intolerance, which is quite known in the field of fighting anti-Semitism in Spain. Obviously, not only anti-Semitism, but all kinds of intolerance, racism, xenophobia, etc. What I did by involvement in the fighting against against anti-Semitism is through my organization, but also a big conviction on the fact that it's very important. Because in the 90s, I have the opportunity to meet Violeta Friedman, which is an Auschwitz survivor person who I had a very extraordinary, good relation with her, and in some way was an inspiration to understand what are the consequences of anti-Semitism and why it's important to fight against it.
Aside from what you yourself are doing, is anything being done in Malaga against anti-Semitism?
We organize a lot of activities in high school, remembering the Holocaust, trying to talk to the students why it's important to remember it. And also after the 7 October attacks, we are very active with the people of the Jewish community here, but not only, organizing protests or events on the matter, trying to put an alternative voice regarding with the war against Hamas, and trying to put in the media as well kind of solidarity with the hostages.
Do you have support from either the city government or the regional government of Andalusia?
For this concrete fight, not. More than moral support and kind of a little bit of political, understanding of the situation. But I will take the opportunity to to say that I expected more from the city hall and from the Andalusian government on this matter.
Okay, let's talk about the coordinating committee. Tell us, what is the coordinating committee of the fight against anti-Semitism, and when was it founded, and by whom and why?
Well, this is primarily it's an independent and citizens initiative in order to gather organizations and people that are willing to fight against anti-Semitism after the 7 October attack, which is important because mainly the unique voice that is being heard is the voice that in some way criminalized systematically Israel for its rights to defend itself. And this is basically what it is. It's important to remark that it's based in the IRA definition of anti-Semitism, which is really important. It's our definition. I mean, in the coordinator, but also, as you know, it's the official definition in Spain and also in the European Union. But it's important because it includes some elements that link the anti-Semitism problem with the perception of Israel.
Can you tell us where this IHRA definition comes from?
Well, it comes from the Alliance for the Remembrance of Holocaust, which is an international organization. During some years, they were trying to or to agree a common definition. And it was assumed for the European Union and after that for the Spanish government and many other governments. So it's kind of a clear definition that allow us to identify the best when a statement is anti-Semitic or when it's not, or when whatever, whether something is or not, it isn't anti-Semitic.
Yeah, so it's important to have an international definition that's
Yes,
generally
absolutely.
accepted.
Absolutely.
So, what is the coordinator's specific mission and how do you carry it out? What have you done so far?
Well, we are doing the first steps. So the first meeting that we have was last week on Friday in Madrid. People from all over Spain came to try to initiate a path to walk along. What we want to do is to fight against anti-Semitism, and it's very important to make our voice rise over the storm of anti-Semitic media coverage of the conflict with Hamas. We believe that it's important this voice as well be heard in the public conversation, and this is why. So we're going to do a lot of events, meetings, media intervention, writing articles, and so on, trying to build a narrative that in some way contribute to neutralize all the anti-Semitic speech which came after 7 October attack.
The coordinating committee is made up of many different organizations. Can you tell us who had the idea to form the coordinating committee and what organizations are part of it and how were they contacted? How did they come together?
One of the surprise thing after the 7 October is the rise of anti-Semitic speech and lack of solidarity with the victims and with the hostages and so on. So as Movement Against Intolerance, we started to write articles, to do media intervention and to write things on the matter. And we feel that we were alone only with the Jewish community and only us and very few people in this thing. Luckily, we have the opportunity to get to know Aida, which is the person who are coordinating the organization in Asturias, because she wanted to say something about Israeli woman rapes in the 7 October attack and the silence of the feminist movement on that matter. And this was the first way to get to know each other. And this was the first step to of the idea after that to build this coordinator. So now we are in a level of organization much more strong and more prepared and more articulated. But this was the origin in some way.
So you contacted Aida, who was in the north of Spain in Asturias, but what about all the other places in Spain? How did you find these organizations or how did you
Well,
contact them?
it was a starting process. So we were gathering organizations like well, in Catalonia, in Murcia, in Valencia, in Andalucía, also in Europe, I have to say, because there are some organizations interested to join in Europe. But it was a natural process. Once you put in march something, other people get interested in, and other people who felt alone in this fight contact to us. And this is the way that it's like a snowball getting bigger. Not in a kind of programmed process, but as a natural thing. And now I think we are plenty organizations. Some of them are, in Spain we have this organization of friendship with Israel in Galicia, in Asturias, in other places. People from universities, independent people who felt the necessity to do something. So I would say that this was a natural process that led us to the moment in which we are now.
You talk about global anti-Semitism since October 7th, and there's always been anti-Semitism, I think. Could you explain why you speak specifically about it since October 7th and not before?
Yeah, I mean, anti-Semitism is a more old form of intolerance. It's happened for, I mean, for centuries, for millennia, I would say. But after 7 October, it's kind of a confluence of all of ways of anti-Semitism in a kind of a storm. Would you admit me this metaphor to try to explain? It's kind of all the elements of antique anti-Semitism is in that. For instance, conspiracy theories, blood levels. The Jews people kill kids. The stigmatization of all people who are in some way connected with Israel, are friend of Israel as Jews, whatever. Every person who are Jews or Israeli or friend of Jews or Israel or even fight against anti-Semitism are kind of suspicion people because they have something to hide because they are paid for that. The conspiracy things.
Conspiracy
I mean,
theories.
exactly, and it is projected in the mainstream media all over the world in a way that is even for me it was impossible to imagine before 7 October. Also, to silence the voice of the victims, or si to silence the voice of the people who were killed in 7 October, the woman who been raped. A criminalization of Israel's because her rights to defend itself from those who wants to finish her. All these anti-Semitism ideas, it's like to get to a point in which it was bigger than ever and projected in the mainstream media, in the social media, etc., etc. And yeah, this is why it's global. It's not the only the former classic anti-Semitic that it was there forever, but it's now is global, articulated, projected, and so on.
Something that I found interesting in the documentation that you had at this meeting on November 15th is that in the list of groups that have signed different communiques that participate in this, there's a very, very long list of groups from all over Spain. But there are also quite a few that are Venezuelan. And I was wondering why specifically Venezuelan groups. Are they in Spain or are they in Venezuela? Why Venezuela?
No, they are in Spain. They are dissident people who are fighting for their freedom, the freedom of their country against the dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro. And it's kind of a natural confluence as well because we were working with them in fighting against the dictatorship. No, don't forget that MCI, I mean, Movement Against Intolerance, is a human rights organization that wants to defend democracy as a whole, no? So we were very well connected with these people from Venezuela. And they also noticed that dictatorship in Venezuela is quite anti-Semitic, as well as the Cuban and Nicaragua one and others. It's kind of the new anti-Semitism from the left that is really projected with all this dictatorship. So they were committed with this, and this is why they are in the platform, which is good because it's a way to connect with Latin America to make this thing bigger in Spanish language.
Do you work with other organizations or governments, and do you have the support of any official institutions?
No, really, for this fight, not the coordinator against anti-Semitism, absolutely independent. So we don't have the support of any government, of any institution. Small things like to use the building of the Comunidad de Madrid education and culture thing, but not we don't have the funding and so on. We are completely independent in this moment in this fight.
No, I didn't really mean funding. I meant some kind of support because the meeting itself was held on the premises of the culture department of the Madrid regional government, and the dossier mentions it. So, what kind of, not necessarily financial support, but what kind of other support do you have?
At this moment is what I'm telling you that we don't have any more than political support, but maybe in the we should think about it, of course. We should think about it, but we're doing the first steps of the process. So at this moment we don't have funding from anywhere.
What projects are you working on now, and what plans do you have for the future in the coordinator?
Probably we will focus on the Women's Day, 8th of March, and also 25th of March of November, which is the day against violence against women. We want to remember all the Israeli women who were raped in the 7 October attack. Probably in 8th of March we will do that. Because in the coordinator, we also have the so-called platform against misogyny, and they are very committed with this idea to remember the Israeli and Jewish women who were raped, because they are kind of silent. In Spain, there's this idea that my sister, I believe you, but sister, I don't believe you when you are Jewish. What is happened with these rapes? Sorry, in the 7 October. And yes, we want to remember that, and we want to make our voice heard on that matter, remembering the misogyny aspect of a terrorist group Hamas.
Can you tell us about this meeting that was held on November 15th, and this was the first one, and tell us a little bit about the organizations that were represented and what was the purpose of the meeting?
It was our first meeting. It's kind of how can I say? It's like the start point. Not really, because we have a lot of meeting before on the internet, but I mean in person is what the first one is. Kind of empower ourselves to get to know each other in person, and also to put a message in our minds that we need to organize and fight. Organize and fight is the message. We have to be organized and fight. It might be very simple, but it's not. I mean, it's kind of listen. We have to be proactive. We have to fight. We have to put our voice in the media, in the social media, in the articles, etc., 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 and it to be organized. There were, for instance, Zikrain, which we would mention before, some organization. Zikrain is the coordinator Interamericana against racism and anti-Semitism. It's what the people from Venezuela and others. There were a person as well of the platform against misogyny. So there were many organizations of friendship with Israel, people from Movement Against Intolerance all over Spain, people from Catalonia. I mean, people from Galicia sent a message that they couldn't come. People from Valencia as well, teachers. So this is more or less the profile of the people who were participating in the meeting.
Is there a second meeting planned?
It's not planned, but for sure it will happen. Probably in the next year, probably in the next 6 months. Absolutely yes, and we are connected by Zoom or whatever in every week or every 2 weeks. So I mean, it's not that we are not going to see each other until 6 months and nothing will happen. So we are organized also in these Zoom meetings.
Is there anything else you would like to add that we might have left out?
I just want to say that we're very convinced of what we're doing, and we're really convinced about the need that we're needed in this moment. Of course, we are not the only one who are fighting against anti-Semitism in the country, but maybe we are the one that we are non-Jewish people and Jewish people working together. And I think it's important. The fight against anti-Semitism is not only for the Jewish people, Israeli people, it's for people who has convinced about the damage that anti-Semitism can do to the society, to the human race, and to all of us.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSephirah.com. See you next week.